to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, the future of almost everything. Martin Moore, Steve Glenn, join on Thursdays. The city of Milwaukee's Department of Public Works is leading a redesign for the full reconstruction of North Water Street from East Kilbourne Avenue to East Pleasant Street in downtown Milwaukee. The project is aiming to transform that corridor, make it more vibrant, more multimodal, you know, really kind of support the future of transit, but also look into the box of us as consumers and pedestrians, like the city and the users. All these transit and road construction projects, they don't exist in a vacuum. They are happening citywide, and they tie in to creativity and construction each and every day. So tonight, there's a public involvement meeting. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But at the involvement meeting tonight, you're going to be able to provide your ideas for Water Street. And Steve Glenn, I want to know your one big idea to move Water Street forward, which is kind of the original entertainment district in downtown Milwaukee.
I spent many nights on Water Street in the past.
Yes.
I think we all have kind of the same, let's make a big section that no cars are allowed.
Pedestrian.
I would love it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Martin?
I agree. You know, one of the challenges with Water Street over the years, watching Milwaukee develop and downtown develop, is it's sort of in this weird spot where it's like right at the beginning of the business district. So you have bars and restaurants and stuff trying to compete with, you know, City Hall and law firms and all this stuff. And then not to mention Water Street is sort of the main street that goes through downtown that you use to get to everywhere. And so it's sort of just, one, it creates a lot of traffic and pedestrian issues. And then another thing is it just the vibe is not as cool as like old world Third Street. You know, it's just this busy traffic. It can be dangerous if you're a pedestrian, especially if you've been
kind of has that density challenge.
Exactly.
With the parking lots and the size
and
of
so
buildings.
I would love to see something like not like Fourth Street Live in Louisville, but something where there was a covered area where in the spring and in inclement weather and in the fall, you could still be outside, or like downtown Denver where you can have restaurants set up and eat outside. And you don't have to worry about the hop or trucks or police cars or motorcycles or any of that kind of stuff. I think that would be something worth at least entertaining and taking a look at.
Very good. Kevin Muse is the Director of Infrastructure, the City Engineer for the City of Milwaukee. Kevin joins us in studio.
Hey,
Kevin, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure, of course. So let's just talk globally about activity on Milwaukee streets. There's a lot of new bump outs. There's a lot of new bike lanes. There's a lot of new kind of the speed bumps in downtown specifically. Mm-hmm. What's the feedback from business owners been on all the improvements you're making?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
As you're referencing, you know, I think during construction, nobody likes the disruptions, and change can be a challenge. But I would say overall, we are getting a lot of positive feedback. I think once the project's open, we are seeing the benefits we hope for, which is people are more comfortable walking, biking, taking the bus around, people who are driving feel safer. They feel like it's, you know, less hectic to get to their destination.
Slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're certainly feeling like we're achieving our goals, and, you know, individual business owners might give you different feedback, but overall, we're pretty happy with where we are.
Yeah. So when we talk state of the state of Water Street, I think listeners and fans kind of see it as, hey, wow, that was the original entertainment district in downtown Milwaukee. It's not the destination it used to be, and it's really ready for reinvention. I mean, how does the city foresee the future of Water Street?
Yeah, and I couldn't have said it better than Martin said when he started it off. That, you know, we've got at least three, and maybe I'm even simplifying it too much, but at least three separate characteristics along the corridor that we're working on right now. And that's not, we're not even doing all of Water Street. So this project is from Pleasant by Fresh Time down to Kilbourne, right at the base of City Hall. And so that stretch of North Water, you know, heavily residential on the north end, and incredible investment by the by Mandel Group and by Newland up there and others. And then obviously it transitions into a mix of office and then into the traditional kind of bar, restaurant, entertainment district. And then as you get to that southern end, it turns into the civic structures, the government and the Performing Arts Center and those types of things. And so the state of it is, I would say, you know, in flux, changing, just like much of our downtown. I think there are ways, and what we're looking forward to with this project, I think there are ways that the street itself, the public right of way, can do a better job of supporting everything that's around it. Mm-hmm. And making sure that we're really trying to build a roadway and a street that reflects all those different uses, considers the different neighborhood contexts, but also really strengthens things. Because I think right now, too often, the roadway, that public right-of-way, is actually where a lot of the problems occur and come from. And we want to do what we can to resolve that with better design.
All right. When we come back from the break, I want to get your thoughts on pedestrian only for Water Street and other streets in downtown Milwaukee. Connections really matter. You want to create those opportunities for people to wander, to pause, and to explore. And some of those gaps in our downtown, just they need to be healed. So I want to get Kevin Muse's opinion on that, city engineer from the city of Milwaukee. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Tonight, public involvement meeting from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at MSOE's Dirks Hall, right there on Milwaukee Street. The address is 1025 North Milwaukee Street. Your opportunity to weigh in on the future of Water Street and the entertainment district in downtown Milwaukee. Kevin Muse, city engineer, joins us. So, Kevin, what are the kind of high level the plans right now for Water Street from the city's lens?
Yeah, so we're just at the beginning of the process. So this is the first round of public outreach. We've got three kind of general concepts we're going to show to folks and look for everybody's feedback hope people, you know, show up to the meeting and give us that feedback. Generally speaking, what we're looking at is prioritizing things differently than they are today. So it's safety-oriented solutions. It's some of the concepts have prioritization of bikes along the corridor and what we call a protected bike lane, a raised protected bike lane, similar to some other things we've done elsewhere in the city recently. We're also looking at what the future of bus transit is on that corridor. It is, especially once you get south of Cherry, there are several bus routes, MCTS routes on Water Street. And in some places, you actually have a bus coming every 4 to 5 minutes. And so we want to figure out, you know, are bus lanes appropriate?
And does that create opportunity?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Opportunity for more nodes of connection, opportunity for more people, opportunity to connect with additional transit options, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the point of all transportation, right? It's all about the connectivity. Nobody does transportation just for fun.
Yeah.
So, except for me. But I think that's exactly true. And, you know, we want to be supportive of that. The other piece is we've done a bunch of research and data on what's out there right now. It is on the city's high injury network. The downtown plan that was completed within the past year or so and focused on a re-envisioning of Water Street as a catalytic project. And then we've seen crashes, three fatalities within the past few years on the street for people outside their cars, pedestrians getting hit. And then we also just want to do that economic development support that we've been talking about already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and softening speed and softening traffic obviously is an objective of the city across the entire city, not only on Water Street.
Of course.
Are the elements you just mentioned, are they the typical inputs into even considering a project like this, or what sort of goes into like, hey, we should look at this a little more closely?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So when we are looking at projects right now across the city, that high injury network is a key thing we're looking at. The city has a Vision Zero policy and target year that it's adopted. What Vision Zero is basically a goal of getting to zero deaths and zero life-changing injuries due to transportation in the city. The council adopted that in 2022 and was signed by the mayor. And we've got a target year of 2037. So we're trying within DPW to prioritize projects wherever we can on our high injury network. Other piece of this is that downtown plan element. So the design is actually funded by a tax increment district that was closing out in downtown. And so our partners at the Department of City Development actually identified this as a priority project with the high injury plus the downtown plan element.
As we do each and every show, we look to the future. And this is exactly a part of that connecting MKE downtown plan for 2040. But it's happening right now. Tonight is an opportunity for the public to weigh in on the future of downtown. The preliminary design is 100% locally funded through a TIF that's already in place. Mm-hmm. So the costs are already covered there. And then I'm guessing you're working on additional financing for final design and construction.
Exactly. But part of the effort we're trying to go through right now is we Water Street is so wide. It's 125 feet wide in some places. It's so wide that we need a preferred design before we can really come up with a good cost estimate and then go pursue whatever opportunities might be for construction grants or other funded sources.
All right. Kevin Moose is the Director of Infrastructure and the City Engineer for the City of Milwaukee. We're going to finally get to the pedestrian-only conversation when we come back from the break. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the future of downtown Milwaukee's Water Street and the Water Street Entertainment District. You know, a lot of the street redevelopment, none of it kind of happens in isolation. Everything is working together, and there's definitely a shift in the thinking to make safe, enjoyable streets for all users. Kevin Moose is the city engineer at the City of Milwaukee. Does part of that shift involve finding a portion of a street, maybe Water Street, maybe Brady Street, maybe another, to make it pedestrian only? And what are the pros and cons of looking at those models?
Yeah, I mean, I think the city is open to that conversation with, you know, almost any street. I will, you know, we'll get to water. That might be among the more challenging ones to do, just given how important it is as a main street through downtown. But, you know, I think the challenge with any of them is it's a significant change from where we are today. I think if you're going to do it, you're going to want to do it in an area where there's already a lot of activity and business activation, and therefore you got to do it with at least a certain number of those businesses on board. You know, we're not in the position at least at this point where we're going to push that down a business's throat and say, hey, we're taking away all of your direct access from a car's perspective, right? Or for somebody driving. So, that being said, I think we're excited about the opportunities in the future to work with folks to look at possibly pedestrianizing more parts of downtown. Okay. And we've done it before. The Deer District is a great example. So
it's got to be a collaborative conversation for sure. Yeah. You have a couple other project public meetings coming up in November, December. What are those two?
Yeah, so we are on our third round of public outreach for our Burnham Park down in the west, south portion of the city there near South Side on the west end.
Okay.
And so that's coming up, just sharing neighborhood traffic calming and investments in 35th and Burnham there. And then we also are in the starting stages of extending the bike lane we've been building on Walnut for the past couple years west from 20th to 40th. So we've got a neighborhood meeting there, too.
All right. And the second meeting is December 4th at Rooted and Rising Washington Park on 39th and Lisbon Avenue. Tonight at MSOE, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. It's an open house. Come at any point during that time and talk with us and check out the concepts and let us know what you think.
Very good. I appreciate your time. Kevin Moose, city engineer at the City of Milwaukee.